your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, muggles and wizards. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy. I was trying to think of something clever with two in it.
Two horcruxes.
Two horcruxes.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Woo!
Hey, Tommy.
I'm Maddie.
How are you, man?
Good, good, good.
Haven't seen you in a little bit.
It's been a few weeks.
Took last week off. I posted a review of the Doctor Strange.
Doctor Lestrange.
Yes. You said you heard my review.
I heard it.
We saw the movie together.
We cuddled.
We did cuddle. It was enjoyable. Did you kind of have the same sentiments as I did, or were you...
Yeah.
Have you thought about it a little bit more?
I have.
Pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same.
8 out of 10?
8 out of 10. Yeah, nothing. I really liked it. It was good.
Yeah, good.
Nice little spin-off to kind of distract us.
Nothing super original storyline-wise, though. No.
But there were, I don't know, some aspects of, obviously, the car crash they kept, which is good, because that's, you gotta at least keep that part of his origin story right. I do like how they didn't take too long with that part of him being a surgeon.
That was very quick.
They sped through that, got right to the good stuff.
Yep. Which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Visually, it was stunning, too.
It was really good. Like, the CGs, they're just on top of it, and it's amazing.
And it has a 90% fresh rating in Rotten Tomatoes, also.
That was 100.
Yeah, it's down to 90 now.
Oh, they rethought it.
Well, it goes, the more critics put in, and the more users put in reviews and that stuff.
I don't know.
The more the rating changes. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Where can people find more Deep Fried Geeks? If they're like, one podcast a week is not enough, what can I do to put more Deep Fried Geeks in my mouth, nose, eyes, and ears?
Well.
Where are they going to go for that
stuff?
They
could either find us on Podbean.
Yes.
On Stitcher.
Yep.
iTunes.
Yep.
Or if they kind of missed it, they can also go to our Facebook page, Deep Fried Geeks.
And we post stuff on there, too,
Same thing with Instagram. You might find some funny food pics.
Food pics.
Random stuff. Or if you happen to be on the Twittergrams.
The Twitter.
Then we are at Deep Fried Geeks.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
We are there also. And we need to start putting more Twitter.
More Twitter. Yeah,
all my contact is just new episodes. Because I always feel like people are always trying to be like, witty with their Twitter.
Yeah, they only get 140 characters. I gotta do something short and sweet.
Yeah, and I can never get witty. So usually mine is like links to the. We I usually do links to the Instagram.
Yeah.
Or it's like episodes.
Alright. We'll do that.
So we gotta figure out
we'll try and throw
some
more
witty stuff to
some
put
more
out
witty,
there
twitty
on the
stuff.
Twitter. But I do post lots of food pics on the Instagrams.
Food pics.
And Facebook is the main thing.
Put
so
it in
check
my
us out on those sites. And then also, if you could drop us a review on iTunes, also, if you're an avid DFG listener, we would greatly appreciate that to spread the love so you can get some more of DFG. Because the more reviews we get, the more iTunes will
promote
us to people. So please, drop those reviews. Hey, Tom, guess what, man?
What, man?
It's 15 years to the date of Sorcerer's Stone came out in theaters.
That's crazy.
Nuts, right?
I feel so old.
How old were you when that came out?
I was about 11 when it came out.
Wow.
Well, 12, technically, if it was to the date.
Wow.
I know.
12 years old.
Just a wee little pudgy lad.
I was 18.
We were young.
Young. Young dumb.
We watched him set the world on fire.
You've seen every single Harry Potter movie,
I've seen
movie,
all
correct?
The movies.
Yes, I've also seen all the movies. I've also read all the books.
I've read one book.
Which one?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, good choice.
Yeah.
Some say that it's the best book. A lot of people, it's their favorite kind of go-to.
It's good. I didn't know what I was going for at the time. I was just like, I gotta do a book report. I'm gonna read this one.
Okay.
And then we had to like draw a picture of our favorite part of the story, so I drew a picture of him like flying on Buckbeak.
Aww. Was that before the movie came out?
When did it come out?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Oh boy. I think that one probably came out. So Sorcerer's Stone came out 15 years ago. That probably came out Because I want to say Chamber of Secrets came out like the next year. And
they
then
came
there was
out a, boom, boom, boom. I think there couple, was a little bit of a break.
Goblet of Fire, I think there was a big, like a 2 year break, I want to say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess. 12 years ago, that's a good guess. 2004.
Yeah, so you probably wrote it before
yeah
it came out.
Because yeah. I did was in 8th grade, so.
What was your favorite movie? Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
My favorite movie is Sorcerer's Stone, still.
Still.
First one.
And the Philosopher's Stone?
And the Philosopher's. Philosophers and Sorcerers. That is my favorite movie.
I do like Prisoner of Azkaban. Goblet of Fire, they're like the contest part, I like that.
Yeah.
That part was really cool when they actually do the whole wizarding.
And the dragons. The dragons and the underwater awesome. And all that. The reason why I bring this up, Tom, because it's cool that it's 15 years to the date, but it's even cooler because on Friday, technically, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them comes out
Fantastic
in the theaters.
Beasts!
It seems just like 6 months ago that this movie was announced.
I know, it's just like time is flying. I feel
it
like
is.
Doctor Strange is messing with us on our... our timelines, bro.
He's using the Eye of Agamotto to
let's fast forward a little bit to the next movie. Fast forward to the next movie.
For Deep Fried Geeks, I come to bargain.
Whatever, Doc.
What would he try?
Put it in my mouth. Your language is vulgar. Rewind this.
You can't protect the world, Doctor Strange!
You can't protect the dark world, Doctor Strange! Can't protect Claire, Doctor Strange!
You can't protect the ancient one, Doctor Strange! She dies!
She
spoilers!
Spoiler! If you haven't seen it, well.
You can't protect the spoilers, Doctor Strange!
Can't protect the Lamborghini, Doctor Strange!
You can't protect your hands, Doctor Strange!
Bam! Take that, Steven! I feel like he loses his power. He's like, Steven, what you gonna do, Steven? You ain't even a doctor no more, Steven.
Doctor. I liked how they kept doing the people calling him Mr.
Mister.
Say Doctor.
Mr. It's Doctor. Mr. Doctor.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Tom.
Fanatic Blastus and where they at.
I'm pretty excited about this movie. I think I've been excited about it since it got announced. If you don't know, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was a book in the Harry Potter universe that they mentioned, along with Tales of the Beetle and the Bard and everything. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was one of the books that Hagrid taught the kids about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And but the one great thing that I love about this movie is it doesn't have any source material, so no one can be mad.
Right. That makes it even better, is you don't know what to expect. You have no idea, which is cool. And J.K. Rowling wrote this movie, so that makes it even better. It is a prequel of sorts, if you don't know already. It is 40 years prior, I think.
To Volt,
40, 50.
To the
whoa.
Rise of Hugh. Ooh, man, ooh, I've had too much soda.
40 or 50 years prior
to he who shall not be named.
Yes, and it follows Newt Scamander.
Yeah.
And he is from Hogwarts, and he travels out into America, brings his beast. I don't really know why he brings the beast over,
I
think. I
don't know. And then the suitcase gets opened.
Yeah,
and
he gets
now
introduced.
He has to capture them all. I'm assuming there's some sort of nefarious plot with Colin Farrell.
Yes, Colin Farrell is the bad guy in it. And there's some other
in the League of Men with Bad Hair.
Ezra Miller is in it.
Yeah,
the guy
he's
who plays Flash.
Somewhere
he's
doing
in
something.
It. Who's that chubby guy who's in it?
Dan Fogler.
Dan Fogler is in it. So there's a lot of semi-famous people
Ron
in
Perlman
it.
is a
Ron
goblin.
Ron Perlman is in it also. So, if you haven't seen the trailers yet, go check out the trailers. It looks super exciting.
It does. Very action-packed, which is cool.
Yeah, so I thought we'd do a semi-themed Harry Potter episode
Harry Potter,
today.
Harry Potter.
Kind of talk about Harry Potter stuff. So, usually... So, hey, Tom. Movie
yeah.
pick of the week.
Movie pick of the week.
And you would guess? What is it, you think?
I'm going to guess it's probably Harry Potter related.
Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them. That's
oh,
a movie pick of the week.
Okay.
Go see that. Put it in your eyes this week. Comes out on the 18th, which we talked about. What are you excited about this movie the most, Tom?
I just like it. It's a nice little departure from the main story. I like those kind of things, side little offshoot movies or TV shows that do episodes that don't have to do with like main plot. Just little goofy little side stories.
Mm-hmm. So she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, but I also like when they like tie in like main characters and stuff. Like,
oh, right. It's what's his face?
And they mentioned Dumbledore and yeah, the
stuff
trailer.
Like that. I was like, oh, he said
Dumbledore. How do you feel about? Or is there anything you're worried about that they might screw up? There's really not a whole lot you can worry about with
this
movie.
I don't think so, because again, there's nothing to base it off of, yeah. So it's all going to be...
I'm a little worried that they're going to try to cram too much in.
I have that feeling too, because they've already announced they're doing a second one.
Right.
Which we talked about in our last episode. So at that point, now I feel like they're just going to be trying to build up to this future event. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be much actual current story. So
that's kind of like Batman v Superman.
Yeah,
which I'm kind of worried about that a little bit. Where do you think this movie's going to rank for you on our scale? We usually do 1 to 10.
I'm going to say at least a 7, maybe an 8.
Okay, I'm hoping that it's going to be a 10 for me.
Okay,
I'm hoping that it's
gonna
turn into one of my all-time favorite movies. Oh. And I hope and
better
then,
than
know,
Star Wars.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
I mean, I love Harry Potter and all, but you can't beat the war. You can't beat the wars, man!
Maybe I'll give it, maybe say 9.
You can't protect your favorite movies, man!
I'm hoping it'll be like a 9. I hope it'll be high up there. I've got some high hopes for it. The trailers make it look pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, how about ranking on your Harry Potter scale?
Harry Potter scale. Now,
I'm hoping that it'll be my new favorite.
Your new fave?
I hope it's my new fave.
All right. I think it could. It has potential.
I think so too. I think it could be the most action-packed Harry Potter movie.
Oh, definitely, even more than the 8th one.
Yes,
both parts. Because that's what I love about the Harry Potter universe. Like, they didn't really do too much of it until like the 7th and 8th book, where you have these dueling wizards battles. Those are really awesome. Where they're like running it.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome sweet. When they do that.
I think we'll have a lot more of that in this.
That's what I'm hoping for, because that's pretty awesome.
That was pretty sweet and exciting. And we talked about Johnny Depp getting cast. I think what we didn't talk about is Michael Gambon also got cast for the sequel.
Ew.
He was Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
So
we somewhat mentioned it, but not too much.
Yeah, so they're saying Dumbledore is going to be in this new one. Supposedly it's Dumbledore, and then Johnny Depp's going to play Grindelwald.
Grindelwald. The blonde. They kind of hint at him in the trailers, the guy with the blonde hair. And the.
Well, they mention him in the movies, too.
Oh, they do?
In the Harry Potter movies, yeah. Well,
I don't remember it, though.
In Deathly Hallows.
I gotta watch those again.
They are talking about the Wand of Power.
The Elder Wand.
The Elder Wand. And they met, and the wand guy, the old guy, who are Ollivander.
Ollivander, yep.
Ollivander is talking about.
John Hurt.
The last time the Wand of Power was seen,
mm-hmm.
and it was like with Grindelwald had it.
Okay.
And so he stole it. From the wand shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, they do mention him briefly in the movie. He has a lot more bigger role
in the
books, for sure. They definitely talk about him a lot more, and him and Dumbledore's past and stuff. So, it should be pretty interesting to see what they do with the sequels and stuff. I'm sure people are going to be going to see this movie all dressed up in their Harry Potter
garb. They probably got their wizard war robes and
their
wands.
They're all excited and they're going to whip out their wands. And
whoa. This is a kid's movie, right? They're not going to be whipping out their wands in the middle of the theater.
Put their scars on their foreheads. And you think it's going to make a lot of money in the box office?
I think it's going to do pretty well. I
think it's going to break some
There's
records?
There's nothing else that I know competing with it this weekend, so I think it's going to do pretty well.
I think it's going to break some records.
I mean, it's going to be probably international, too, more so than, like, definitely, like, it's going to break it in England. It's going to do pretty well here.
I want to go see it this week. I just don't know when.
We'll figure it out.
We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
So go check out Fantastic Beasts and where to find them. We're going to.
Yeah, we're going to try and find him in the past with Doctor Strange in the eye. He's going to take us back in time. We're going to find the beast.
Over and over and over.
That'd be a crazy crossover, wouldn't it?
It would be crazy, yeah. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
TV Geek of the Week.
TV Geek of the Week.
Oh, This is our section where we talk about what we're kind of geeking out on TV about right now, what we're watching.
Mm.
For last time we met, you were watching Last Man Standing still.
Yep.
And I was freaking out on some monsters.
Some monsters.
I haven't watched any monsters. I started watching something yesterday. Got two episodes in.
Two down.
It's a new episode series, a new series, original Netflix series. Called The Crown.
The Crown, based on Netflix. Queen Elizabeth.
Based on Queen Elizabeth.
Young
you
want
to know why I'm watching this, Tom?
Because Matt Smith's in it?
Yep. I'm an Anglophile, which means I'm a huge British geek. I love British culture and things. But Matt Smith is in it.
Does it start off with her marriage to Prince Philip?
Yes.
Okay.
It does start. And he's Prince Philip.
Oh, Matt Smith is
Matt
Prince Philip?
Matt Smith is Prince Philip. Who is the older guy? Who is in Third Rock from
the Sun.
John Lithgow. He plays Winston Churchill in this.
Oh, interesting.
And he is very good.
I love John Lithgow. He can play serious and he can play funny.
Yep, he gained some weight and he's got the Winston Churchill voice going on and smoking cigars.
We can fight on the beaches. We will defend our isle, whatever the cost may be.
That's pretty good. I thought you said, we will defend our bitches.
No, they're British, so it's wenches. They defend
we will defend
wenches.
Their wenches. We will defend them in the bedroom. And defend them
we will
in
defend
the
them on the couch. We will defend them in the bathtub.
We will defend them in the kitchen making food for
we will have some beer and wine, and we will defend them some more.
I have to defend the bitches from the Nazis.
Hitler cannot have our hands.
It's very serious so far, but it's very good. It's Matt Smith is very good. It's cool to see him act in something other than
Doctor Who. Sci-fi stuff.
So it's pretty neat. I'm enjoying that. So if you like British stuff and you like Doctor Who, definitely make sure
like
you check out
mellow,
that.
Like, is it like a drama? Like
it's a drama.
It's a drama.
For sure.
Okay.
It's 100% a drama. I think they're going for to. I think they're trying to grab the Downton Abbey crowd.
Okay, makes sense.
I think that's what they're trying to do. Are you watching anything new?
I'm going through now That 70s Show.
Oh, you're just going through all the old stuff.
I love old stuff, man. This stuff I grew up on.
Yeah, That 70s Show is pretty good.
It's love, love
I didn't
that
even
show.
Know that was on Netflix.
Yep.
You've been on there for a while, you think?
Yeah, it's been something I've been putting on the back of my mind for a long time. So I was scrolling through my list and I was like, you know what? I've wanted to watch the whole show. I've seen most of them, but I haven't seen all of them. Now I'm going to do it.
Do they do like a season finale kind of thing with that show?
They did. They kind of ended it. With, I don't remember how.
Okay.
I don't remember watching.
Well, you'll have to let me know when they end it. Didn't the sister die a couple years back?
2013. So the girl who played
the
sister.
Actor,
the actress who plays Lori, she died. She went to rehab from alcoholism, and then she died in rehab.
She died in rehab?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
It's kind of sad.
Wow. That was a funny show, man. And it gave us a really couple good actors that we had for a while. It gave us Ashton Kutcher.
Yep. Ashton was like his big outbreak.
It gave us Wilmer
Valderrama came out of that. Yep. Topher Grace
came out of it.
Yep.
And he's done a lot of stuff. And then the girl, the one who does Meg's voice.
Oh, yeah. So Mila Kunis, that was her big start too.
They've all done a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
since then.
They all kind
of. Even the redhead Donna.
Yeah, she's on Orange Is the New Black now.
Yeah,
she's on fire.
It's nice to see a TV show like that, and they all kind of move on and have careers.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good TV show then.
Yep.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Anything else you're watching?
That's all I'm watching.
I know
right
they
now.
Came out with a new Kevin Smith movie on some Netflix. Too.
They did.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's called like it's a Netflix original movie. So it's about an author who writes secret agent books, but then he starts
lying.
That's
a Kevin Smith movie?
Not Kevin Smith.
That's Kevin James.
Kevin James. Oof. I said Kevin Smith.
I was about to say.
I'm sorry. Fat Kevin James, not Fat Kev Smith.
Fat comedians named Kevin.
Fat Kev James, not
that's,
Fat Kev
that's
Smith.
That's like the smallest category in Jeopardy. Fat comedians named Kevin. Kevin James, Kevin Smith. That's
this
it.
Man is world renowned hated for his movies.
Who is Kevin Smith?
It could go either way.
I love that's true. I think people like love Kevin James though. You can't. Yeah, no, I love like people Kevin who hate James, Kevin James.
His physical comedy.
He's just he's
good.
Too good. He does his own most of the time. He does his own stunts and it's just hilarious. He plays it dry and he plays it good.
Yep. And then also with TV, it's not a pick of the week or anything, but Disney ABC announced that Inhumans is going to have an ABC show.
Ooh.
So we have our answer of why they took
what
that
happened
off
to
the
Inhumans
of the movie.
It's going to have its own show. So I'm curious it's just going to branch off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm sure. It makes sense to me.
But I guess the Inhumans they focused on in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. weren't the famous Inhumans.
Weren't they famous.
Like Black Bolt and Medusa
yeah.
and stuff like them.
So now they'll probably focus on them and then intertwine these new
how
ones.
They interact.
Yep. I think that's pretty cool. We'll see what happens with that. They're going to debut the first episode on IMAX.
Really?
So the IMAX theaters are going to debut
that. Was it the first or the first two?
I think just the first
thing,
okay. Yeah.
I thought I might have misread that, though.
So, check that out. That's 2017. They didn't release a date. I would say it's probably going to be late in 2017.
Like when the season at starter time.
Probably, probably August, maybe.
Yeah. So that way they could just do the movie and then go right into the show.
So that's a new TV show coming up.
That's going to be pretty interesting. I get caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm so behind in that.
I'm behind in a lot of stuff. I was also going to ask you, while we're talking about TV shows, are you caught up on Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah. I've been following that.
I am not. I've only watched the season premiere. I haven't watched anything else.
That's pretty good.
It's going good so far?
So far, so good. This last episode it really makes you, like, hate Negan.
Oh, really?
Negan
kills some more people?
Nobody dies. It's just, like, he's just really, like, pushing the limits with Rick.
I heard he, like, handed Rick this bag.
Oh, yeah, he made Rick
hold
Lucille. So they wouldn't without spoiling anything, so they go to Alexandria to get half their stuff. And the whole time he's just, like, kind of, like, you know, pushing Rick's buttons and trying to get him to, like, do this and that. And he's making, and the whole time he's like, here, hold this. He hands him Lucille. So Rick's just, like, he first grabs, he looks at it, and he's like, you can tell he has a look on his face, like, oh, I hate this thing.
Yeah. That's pretty deep.
It's just the whole episode's just like making.
I do need to get caught up on it.
Yeah, because he's like toeing the line the whole time,
yeah.
Negan.
Toeing the line. I don't know what that was. Sorry.
I don't know either.
His name is Negan. He's toeing the line. Make him holding Lucille now, covered in some blood, covered in some slime.
There you go.
Tommy's pick of the week. So Tom, this is the section of. The podcast, I'm not
the Comicast
today.
What?
The Comicast, where you are giving us your comic book pick of the week. What you're excited, a new comic book that's coming out.
Yep.
What you got for us?
So to this week, Marvel's all new, or Marvel Now is their new running campaign.
Okay.
So they have Thanos number one.
Oh.
So I'm curious where they're going to take it. I haven't quite read it yet. I just found out about it. So now I'm curious where they're going to take
it. It is Wednesday, so it does not come out till tomorrow.
Usually Wednesdays are premiere days.
Oh, yes. You were right. The Wednesdays are premiere days. I'm
but since our local shops are, it's hard to get a hold of comics nowadays, the ones I want.
Yes.
I have to, like, kind of wait till, like, the end of the week before I can get the ones I want, and even not all of them is booked. But either way, so I'm looking forward to this one.
You're
because
definitely going
to
pick this one up, you
I'm
going
to try and find it. If I can find it, I'm going to pick it up.
I think, well, I read a little bit about it, and I think it's that Thanos goes back to his home planet.
Ooh, the Titans return home.
Yeah, and tears some shit up.
Well, he is mad.
Mad about some stuff.
He is a mad Titan.
I heard also that he has lunch with Thor.
No, just for fun.
They go out and have some quiche.
Like
a brunch. They have quiche and a nice tea.
That just seems random.
I just made that shit up.
I don't know if that would sell very well. Odin's son, eat this quiche with me. Verily, I say, what is a quiche?
Give me more! More of this egg dish!
Morse just throws, like, the pan on the ground. Little mini pan.
More of this baby chicken dish!
Your fetal chickens amuse me. They fill my palate with a great grandeur and pleasure.
I like it when you talk Thorry to me.
Talk Thorry to me.
Talk Thorry to me, Tommy.
You filthy Thor. Although speaking of Thor, I still get like I know this is real spoilerific, but I don't care. When he like goes to talk to Doctor Strange in a glass of beer.
Yeah,
so I still wish we have that. Why can't we have those?
A little
things?
Bit of spoilers, but at the end credit scene,
the mid credit scene
of Doctor Strange, Thor is in it.
He's talking to Doctor Strange about Loki.
Loki and finding Odin.
Yeah.
And
he's just like, he starts off, he's drinking this like big old mug of beer.
Yeah.
And it's like, looks like bigger than a pint, and it's full. And he pans over Doctor Strange, he says something real quick, and they pan back, and it's gone. Like within 3 seconds, it's gone.
It's empty, yeah.
And then it pans back to Doctor Strange, and he talks, and it pans back to Thor, and it's full again. And he's like, huh, alright. So where's this magical infinite brew?
Doctor Strange is filling it with the brew. So we need to make friends with Benedict Cumber Strange.
Cumber Strange? Dr. Deck Cumber Strange.
Sherlock Cumber Strange. So he can fill us with infinite brew. Yeah. I would just want him to put it right in my mouth. Just put it in my mouth.
Infinite tap.
Yeah, just make a tap coming out of my wall.
The eye of Beeramogo in my tummy.
So yes, check out Thanos number one. It should be a good one. Marvel Now. Hey Tom, guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food.
Let's eat some junk food.
So if you've noticed, we don't jump into this yet. Just to let you know, Tom.
Yep.
Hey.
What?
Happy National Fast Food Day, my
friend.
Oh,
goody. Something that we should all celebrate. The healthiest of food obsessions.
Today is November 16th, and apparently it is National Fast Food Day. Did you eat any fast food today?
No.
I did not either. I had some...
I ate some yesterday, but not today.
Oh. I'm trying to think if I ate any yesterday. I didn't eat any today. I had an egg McMuffin yesterday.
There you go.
For breakfast at work. It was pretty delicious.
I could eat like 20 egg McMuffins. I could probably eat 10 egg McMuffins.
Really? So I don't know. I think I'd probably eat like 3 maybe.
I would love a challenge.
So aside from it being National Fast Food Day, Tom, we're not talking about fast food, unfortunately.
What?
Did you know that in the world of Harry Potter, food is a very big
thing? Oh, very
thing.
Big. Yeah.
Especially in... the movies, but the books even more so. She's always mentioning foods or the feasts.
Who's
or
food, JK?
Yeah, or different British foods and toads in a hole and haggis.
Toads
and,
in a hole?
Yeah. Toad in a hole is a, it's a banger, like a sausage.
Yeah.
And put in pudding and custard.
I don't know if that sounds good.
It's like a savory custard, though.
Okay.
It's good. I've had it before.
Okay.
I've had it at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
You have never been to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter,
no,
correct?
I have not.
That is something they do very well there, is they recreate all of the Harry Potter foods very well. So a lot of things, you probably, butterbeer, right?
Yeah.
Birdie Box, every
juice,
flavor
beans.
Pumpkin juice, chocolate frogs, cockroach clusters, which are like chocolate-covered
like
cockroaches.
Turtles, almost,
fish and chips. They have, like, a great feast meal. They do bunches and bunches of stuff. But they have their candy shop where they have a bunch of candies and stuff like that.
So I thought we were appealing.
To talk about a couple questions about the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, just to kind of throw some ideas out there of things we thought about. So, we find out in the books, not necessarily in the movies, but in the books, they tell us that all this food from the Great Feast does not just magically appear.
What?
No,
crazy.
It does not. It is not created by magic.
Who'd have thunk it?
It is apparated there, but there's house elf slaves in a kitchen.
What?
Making all this food, Tom.
Oh, my lanta.
If you're going to fucking protest something... Protest house elf slaves.
That's right, Hermione Granger.
Social justice warriors.
Social magic warriors.
Social
magic justice warriors.
Spew. was a thing that she came up with.
Yeah.
Society protecting elves, elvish something or other.
W.
Yeah. Something W.
I'll look it up.
The question I have for you, Tom, would you eat food that you know is prepared by house elves? If you were in Hogwarts and you found out that there's thousands of house elves in a kitchen that are the Hogwarts house elves, and they're there to be slaves and cook and clean and stuff for you, would you be okay with that? And would you just chow down on your...
Now, being a muggle, technically...
Yes.
I would be very uncomfortable with that. Being an American, also more so. Because as a white American, we have so much of this repression on us for our ancestors owning slaves. Yeah. That just having another magical culture, people owning, like, mystical slaves is just... It just makes us uncomfortable with our white guilt.
Yeah.
That's the part of white privilege they don't talk about.
The white guilt.
The white guilt.
That's funny. Yeah, I agree. I don't think I would have a huge issue with it because I'm fat.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would
true.
Just be like, I'm sorry that you're making the bacon and the buttery.
If you make me more bangers and mash, I'll give you a sock right now.
Damn it, thank you for making the bangers and
here,
mash.
Take my pants, just give me more.
Take my belt.
You're free. You're free.
Clothes.
Just give me more bangers and mash.
And because I think part of the things about these elves is I think they want to serve. And because it's
you
so
think they
ingrained
want to,
in the
even
culture,
like,
Dobby
Sirius
wanted
Black's,
to serve.
But Sirius Black's elf was like so like angry and grumpy.
He was, for sure. But he was evil because he came out from an evil family.
Oh, that's true.
Dobby wanted to serve Harry all the time.
That's true.
Dobby wanted to serve the Malfoys too, but he also because he was just afraid of...
And he was the more like fearful of not serving the Malfoys.
Yeah, he thought they were...
But he wanted to serve Harry, obviously, because he set
he
him free
him.
And...
Yeah.
He was, I don't know.
And because Harry's supposed to be the chosen one and the one supposed to defeat the Dark World and all. The Dark Lord, not the Dark World.
Yeah.
He's not Thor.
Harry Potter and the Curse of the Dark World.
I have to get the ether, Hagrid.
Hagrid. Hermione. Swish and ether.
Swish and ether.
She tries the Leviosa, the Mjolnir.
Levy.
Forget it.
Forget about it.
I'm gonna have a hand of them just like
So you would you try
Society for the Promotion of Elvish Welfare.
Ah, okay. Would you join Spew, Tommy?
Would I you might.
Go? Yeah.
If there's some pretty ladies in it.
Hermione's in it.
I'm just saying.
Alright, so you are against house elf slaves and I'm for it because they're making delicious bangers and mash.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
But I'm not British, so nor am I a magical person.
If you had a house elf, so if you had a house elf at your house, like let's say you're a wizard, right?
Okay.
And you had a house elf, what food would the house elf just be so sick and tired of making?
Oh, obviously chicken and dumplings and sushi. Obviously.
Master, no more chicken and dumplings, please.
Master Thomas, we can't do it anymore. My hands are caked with dough from the dumplings. Dobby can't make any more dumplings.
We have no more chickens, Master.
There aren't any more chickens in England. You've eaten them all.
Bring me more of Monica chickens. Kill all the chickens.
But sir, Dobby's tired of making the dumplings, sir.
The dumplings are
just please let him make
into every orifice.
I have sushi rice under my eyelid.
I can't sleep at night. It's sweet and painful. Dobby must go somewhere warm.
For me, I was thinking it'd probably be like seafood, like lobster and shrimp.
Lots of, you don't think like fish and chips?
They'd fish and chips, probably
fish
too.
And chips.
Lots of fish and chips. And then I've been on a lobster kick lately. Probably because I don't get to eat it a lot because it's so dang expensive. But so he would probably be tired of burning his hands on the boiling water. And I don't want to hear the lobster scream anymore, Mr. Madman. My ears are ringing from all the screams, sir.
More fish! Feed me more fish! Put it in my mouth! Magically put it in my mouth!
So, if you had to if you had a wish from a genie, right, Tom?
Yeah.
And a genie came and he was like, Tom, your wish, you wish for one food from the Harry Potter world that you could really eat. And it would be the only food you could eat for the rest of your life.
The only food?
Or, like, the only drink you could
drink. Yeah, man, I don't know too many things besides, like, the candies and stuff.
Okay, so one candy. One that candy? You would really want to, and you'd be okay with just eating that all the
time. Chocolate frogs.
Chocolate frogs.
They're so cool.
And you want them to jump around in your
body? Jump around. Jump around.
I'm going to put you in my mouth, and then I want you to jump around.
I picture it's like a regular frog. Once you bite the head off, it's dead.
It's dead.
Granted, I've never bit the head off a regular frog, but I picture it dies. I'm just picturing that right now.
You want a challenge? Come bite down off of a regular head?
Okay, I will let you try me in that challenge, and I will let you win.
For me, it'd be butterbeer, I think.
Endless butterbeer fountain.
Because in the books, butterbeer is alcoholic. You can get drunk off of it.
Oh, okay.
So I would want
it has beer in the name, so that makes sense. Yes. But it's a root beer, but you can't
get drunk off beer. I would be drinking lots and lots of butterbeer.
Infinite butterbeer. And I would be okay goblet. With...
I'm like, God, bring me some more butterbeer.
Brisket butterbeer.
Dobby, bring me some more butterbeer to put in my belly.
My British belly.
Yes, master, I will bring you my butterbeer to put in your belly.
Is he fat?
I'm fat from making all the chickens and dumplings.
My name is Flubbly.
It's Flubbly now.
I'm so fat, I had to change my name to Fubby.
All the butterbeers made me fat. Master Mattman. Please. No more butterbeer.
Nobby needs magical insulin. He injects swarms of insulin in him.
I have
Dobberbeenies.
I have the wonderful of insulin, Master Mattman. Let me stab it into a belly.
Insulin injectors.
Insulin injectors.
Oh man. Which brings me to a little side part. Do they have like normal like diseases in the Wizarding World, or do they call them something different? Like when they talked about how Sirius Black shot someone with a strange wand, not a gun. Do they call things like syphilis?
Yeah, probably not.
We have herpes.
More straightforward.
The muggle mumps.
The muggle mumps. Diabetes. Fat muggles.
The birthy bean. The birthy bean. Death, the death of birthy. I don't know. I'm trying to say the most sugary thing. And also, like, if there's every flavor bean, there should have like things that only muggles would know about. So, like,
yes.
For instance, bullet residue,
blood
clot, every flavor beans.
Gosh,
we could do a whole scene, whole segment of flavor beans that they don't talk about.
Armpits,
sweat. Dog hair.
Gross.
True boogies.
Oil.
Motor oil.
Motor oil, yeah. Hey, Tom, that's kind of a good segue.
Yep.
So, in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, a lot of these foods are British, right?
Yep.
Because they're in...
They're in England, yeah.
They're in England. So, this new movie is in America.
Yep.
So, hopefully, they introduce some American wizard foods. What do you think would be some American wizard foods? Like exploding hot dogs?
Yeah.
Maybe hot dogs filled with ketchup and mustard instead of ketchup and mustard on the outside?
That's where the cheese hot dog came from.
Yes.
Had to be in the Wizarding World of America.
Candy bars, probably.
Candy bars. I don't know about candy bars. Maybe like Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks seems like a magical candy.
That's a good idea.
Tootsie Pops.
Ooh, Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah. Look at that Tootsie Roll. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. To the left.
Hamburgers are pretty American, right?
You can't get more American than that. So I picture like the hamburgers and apple pie that automatically shoots fire, like sparklers out of it. Magic pie.
What about junk food, maybe? Like, every flavored potato chips?
So instead of like chocolate frogs, they have chocolate eagles.
Chocolate eagles.
And on their wizarding cards, they have like Ben Franklin.
And that's funny.
The founding fathers were, I'm gonna guess,
the founding fathers.
They're probably all wizards. They had to have been.
That's a good idea. That'd be cool for them to kind of go that route.
The British are coming on Nimbus 2000s. The British are coming.
The Nomads are coming. So I'm excited for this movie, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm also excited to see what kind of food they're going to release and what kind of food I can put in my mouth.
I bet they're barely going to touch anything.
Probably.
Like, there's not like one they're second of like, what is this? It's a chocolate frog?
What it's a hot dog. Why does it look like a penis?
Is it a dog penis?
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Geek news!
Let's get ready for some geek news!
Do you ever watch Young Justice?
I did not.
Oh, I missed man. It. You're missing out, my friend. So, Young Justice was a cartoon that came out.
That came out season one, and everybody loved it. Season two was great.
Warner Brothers. I don't know what channel it came out on.
I think it was Cartoon Network.
I think it was Cartoon Network as well. It focused around the Justice League. It was kind of like a Teen Titans kind of idea.
Like a between Teen Titans and Justice League.
Right.
So it's like they're too old to be Teen Titans.
Yep.
But too young to be Justice League.
It had Superboy in it, who was a clone of Superman.
Kid Flash.
It had Kid Flash in it. It had Aqualad in it. Robin,
right. One of the Robins.
One of the Robins. Speedy was in it.
Yeah.
I think that's all I can think of right now off the top of my head. Martian Girl. Martian Girl was in it too. Martian Manhunter's like daughter.
Okay. I thought they all like died though. I thought
later on he finds that one of them is alive or some shit like that. Like how comics do. Very simple.
My whole life has got meaning again.
Cult classic. People loved Young Justice, a lot of young adults
and regular adults.
So lots of petitions online.
So they had season one, it was great, season two was great, then it cut it.
They canceled it. You wanna know why they canceled it? I found out today.
Why is that?
Wasn't selling enough toys.
Really?
Warner Brothers was not happy. It was getting great ratings, but they were not happy with toy line. They weren't selling toys, so they canceled
it. That's a weird aspect of it, but alright.
Very weird idea. Because
the thing is, I think more adults are watching it, so they're not exactly buying toys per se. Yeah,
exactly. So Netflix is taking it, and they're going to put out season 3 of it. Mm. So that's supposed to come out.
Netflix should buy Teen Titans, the original one, and keep that going.
I like the new Teen Titans, though.
It's too much.
Too much for you?
Too much.
I enjoy it. I think it's crazy. I love those crazy cartoons. I like the regular show and the Adventure Time. I love that stuff. I still yet to watch Rick and Morty.
That's a little more adult crazy time.
Yeah. So Young Justice is coming to Netflix. I thought that was kind of exciting.
Okay.
You going to maybe try to get caught up on that?
I might do that because I think Young Justice is a show I can get behind.
Yeah, you would like it. Hey, you know Steve Carell. Steve Carell is star of The Office.
The Office, Michael Scott.
And then he kind of took off and became a movie star.
Did a lot of random movies, Evan Almighty.
Other stuff. Dinner with the
Schmucks.
Dinner with the Schmucks and stuff like that.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
40, yes. I can't believe we missed that.
Yeah.
So
he's been in a lot of movies.
Kind
of
came off, became a movie star. A couple months ago, we announced that they were going to do a Minecraft movie.
Is it going to be CG?
I don't know, but Steve Carell is going to star in it.
Hmm.
I don't know a whole lot about it. There's not a whole lot online about it.
Obviously, it's got to be CG.
You think so?
It's got to be.
I think CG, maybe like he's in a CG land.
So they put a square head on him?
I don't know. It's going to be pretty interesting for sure.
That's a game that maybe they don't really need to make a movie out of, in my opinion.
I agree for sure. Because
the original Minecraft didn't have a story. You just built things and fought
maybe
creepers.
He's like a dad who gets sucked into the Minecraft world or something.
Okay,
stuff like
I could
that.
See that. Like,
and then he has to like survive and build stuff. And
alright, that'd be kind of a... And that might work.
That's so, they haven't really released a synopsis or anything. I think that if you're going to have a movie, having Steve Carell be the start of the movie isn't too bad.
It wouldn't hurt, yeah.
Does not hurt. So that news got released today, Tom. Did you see the Beauty and the Beast trailer?
I did. I sort of did. I saw the Beauty and the Beast side-by-side trailer with the original trailer. How it kind of lines up.
Yes. Holy cow, right?
It looks pretty sick.
It looks pretty damn sick. It looks
pretty good. Like,
I've watched that trailer 7 times.
Dang. I think what Disney's doing and taking these, like, classic cartoons and remaking them is really cool because at first, like, when I saw Maleficent, I was skeptical about it, but I ended up really liking that movie.
Yeah.
Like, the when they did the first Alice in Wonderland, that was kind of cool.
Well, the thing they got going for them right now is these are all movies that came out when we were kids.
Yeah, right? That's true. It's in our heart.
And so we're going to be like, oh my gosh, I want to take my kid to this because I used to watch Beauty and the Beast all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's a classic that they're doing remakes of them, but not really remakes. Yeah. So it makes it okay. People aren't freaking out.
They're taking the stories that everybody knows and, like, retelling them in a different way. Like, when they did Cinderella, it wasn't like a shot-for-shot remake of Cinderella. Yeah. It almost took, like, the actual story of Cinderella and then added the Disney twist
twisted
to it.
It a little bit. This looks like they're going pretty dang close,
it's pretty close
to the cartoon.
Which is okay, because if they took it too far off, it'd be really dark.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it based off of that trailer, man. Yeah. It looks super good. Gaston looked great in it,
who is
the guy who is in The Hobbit. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
I don't know. I didn't recognize his face.
He plays the archer in The Hobbit who kills Smaug.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Smaug dies?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I knew that. I kind of knew the synopsis.
Obviously,
of the
Emma Watson is in it.
Uh-huh.
Ian McKellen is the voice of Cogsworth.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ewan McGregor, I believe, is the voice of Lumiere, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, so
right now.
Lots of famous voices names. And stuff. Lots of big names.
I think what they did with the actual animated household objects like Lumiere, Cogsworth, they look really cool.
They do look really cool.
And how they almost like. I know I grew up with the cartoon Beauty and the Beast, but they almost didn't look like animate objects. They looked like little people,
right?
Versus
they did.
This,
for
they
sure.
look like they're inanimate objects that are alive.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. They did a great job with the trailer. So if you haven't seen that trailer yet, do yourself a giant, huge favor and totally check that trailer out. Because they've got like the dance in it, the music. I love the beginning music that has the Beauty and the Beast music, but it almost seems like Thriller type Halloween-esque.
Luke Evans,
yes.
Plays Gaston.
He was in The Hobbit.
Yep, Ewan McGregor's Lumiere. Stanley Tucci is Condenza. Emma Thompson's Miss Potts, Ian McKellen Cogsworth, Kevin Kline is Maurice. Oh, I didn't even recognize
that's
him.
Cool.
Josh Gad is LaFoe. So we got, I can't even remember his name now. Olaf.
That was Josh Gad.
Josh Gad did the voice of Olaf, so that'll tie in our Frozen fans coming
in.
Okay.
Yep. Neat. I'm excited for Beauty and the Beast, man. I did not see Cinderella, and I didn't see Maleficent. But I'm definitely going to go see Beauty and the Beast. It doesn't help that they've got Emma Watson in it, and I love Emma Watson.
Yeah.
And Hermione.
Hermione.
Back to her Harry Potter stuff.
Hermione.
So it's pretty exciting. So check out that trailer. Do yourself a favor, especially if you're a Disney geek.
If you're Disney file, I think you'll like
this
movie.
Yes, you will love
it. It looks
like
it's going to be pretty good.
Yes, it does.
Just enough of the old that we like it, but not too much that we're like, oh, it's not even original.
Carrie Fisher came out with a new book a couple weeks ago, Tom.
She did?
Yep. I forget what the name of it is. Something about Star Wars Diaries or some weird stuff like that. But in it, she admits that when she got cast as Princess Leia, she was just a teenager. She was like 19. She had an affair with Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
They had a 3-month steamy affair, she said. Ooh. He was married at the time and had kids.
Whoa.
He was 34.
Was he?
Yes. Dang. And so she came out and said that they had a 3-month hot steamy affair and everything else. He has not come out and spoke yet. When asked why now, she said it's been 40 years and it's not going to hurt anything. Harrison Ford,
he's not married to his original
wife. She passed away.
He's married to Calista Flockhart
at this point. Yeah.
Who's probably Carrie Fisher's age anyway.
Calista Flockhart's the lady who plays Supergirl. She's Kat Gora in Supergirl. She's my favorite part about Supergirl. I think she's amazing in the show, yeah.
Oh my gosh, look, I just scrolled on IMDb. It has The kids, Harry Potter kids?
When they 15 were little
years
when
ago? Casted. Crazy.
That's crazy. So, are you surprised by that news at all, Tom?
Not really.
And I wasn't.
To be honest, Harrison Ford was in the 70s.
Handsome man.
He's handsome man. Carrie Fisher, young, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And they're being spending a lot of time together on a movie set.
Kissing and having tension in the movie. So, yeah, I wasn't too surprised about it either.
Yeah.
Harrison has not said anything. I just thought that was interesting. A little bit of gossip. We don't usually do the celebrity gossip stuff.
What I heard, you must know. Round water cooler, I heard this.
Never guess where Harrison's blaster was, you will.
Who shot Harrison?
I heard hot shot first. Carrie, is it true? Fans of Wars of Stars want to know, yes.
Have a lightsaber, don't we?
Watch Yoda's gossip channel, you do.
Listen, tune in at 9 p.m. on Tuesdays.
That'd be kind of fun to just do like a little side podcast.
We're Find out what holster Harrison put his blaster in now.
Twi'lek's Wookiees, who is it this time? Mine.
I was a little disappointed in myself this week, past week. I was so wrapped up in family being down that I forgot that the new classic Nintendo came out.
Yeah, the little classic
on
console
the 11th,
30 games.
And I was super excited about it coming out. It was a little mini console, and they had the little remotes you could plug in, 30 games downloaded. It sold out within minutes.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
It was mid that day. I called up Target, and I said, you got any left? Because my dad was down, and I was like, it'd be fun to play some classic NES games. They're like, they sold out in 5 minutes.
Not surprising.
Crazy. As soon as the doors open. Selling on eBay now, when it first happened, they were selling for, some of them were going for $1,000.
Dang.
Now they're around $300 to $500.
So they're not making any more?
Hopefully they're making more.
I was about
more.
To say, they're going to have to make
more. I think
this
might have been like a little pre-release.
The first wave.
I would be surprised if they didn't
how fast
put another,
they sold.
I would
don't
be
make
surprised
probably crazy.
If they didn't put another wave out for Christmas.
Yeah.
So do me a favor. If you hear that it's coming out, buy one for me. If you're
at a your
store.
Present. Shoot.
No, and I'll give you money for it.
Oh, okay. If
I'll
I see
you
one.
Oh,
no, I see.
Oh, you
just put one aside. We talked about this.
Oh, we did. I don't want to know my Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, that's not what I'm getting you. I'm getting you an infinite goblet of butterbeer. And a house elf. Just going to throw rags on Larry. Like, just do what he says.
Are you excited to play this console at all? Are you?
I'm curious what games are. I got to look it up, see what 30 games. Because all I've had is it comes with Mario and Zelda. Which, obviously. But I'm curious what the exact 30 games are on it.
And I wonder if you can save. Probably not, because you couldn't save originally.
Yeah, most of those games you couldn't really save. You had to just play all the way through.
Yeah. I would get it just because there's so many times I'm like, oh man, I really want to play this game.
Yeah, I want to play this game again. I want to play this game again.
Yeah.
Never beat this game. I want to play it again.
And the old console is hard because you get a blow in the cartridge and it doesn't work half the time. The guy I know was like, he was a big video game collector. He was like, you can just buy a Wii and you can mod the Wii and you can play. And they're illegally downloaded games. But he's like, and you can get a little SIM
card
and plug
card, right?
it in and you can play all the... But it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's got the controller. It's the same shape.
Same shape. The little thing's mini. It's looks... not illegal.
Yeah. Take that, laws. And judicial system.
Tom, we're talking about Christmas presents.
We are?
Yeah.
It's still November.
I would like a new holster for my blaster.
Well, I know that. It's always has a warm spot. He likes to keep blasters. I know that.
Keep calm. Geek out.